During the Great Depression in the 1930s, four people decided to create a company that would manufacture educational toys for infants, toddlers, and preschoolers. The first toy that they ever sold was a Dr. Doodle toy in 1931. It was a wooden duck that had wheels. It was a big hit in the 30s. In the 1960s, this company launched a toy line called Play Family People. It was a mini toy set that followed five characters named Eddie, Tessa, Mia, Kobe, and Sophie. In 1985, though, they decided to change the name of Play Family People to Little People. I have no idea why they decided to call it Little People, and shockingly, that is what the brand is still called today.
Really?
Little People. Little People are so popular that in 2016, they were inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
If someone just heard that sentence.
You're probably wondering, what company are you talking about? Well, I'll tell you. It's Fisher-Price.
They're called, or they have a...
They have a toy line called Little People.
Okay.
One of the biggest names in children's toys. They've been in business for over 90 years and have made over $1 billion in revenue.
Sure. They have my money.
That's insane. But let's travel back in time again. In the 1980s, Coleco Industries wanted to make a toy that would compete with Little People. They knew that the children's toy market was a gold mine. So they invented Cabbage Patch Kids, mm-hmm. a line of cloth dolls that had plastic heads. When Cabbage Patch Kids was launched, it set every toy industry record for 3 years in a row and was the most popular children's toy in the 1980s.
Sure.
Cabbage Patch dolls are still being produced today, but they are not as popular as they were in the 80s. When things become so popular, people love parodying the success and try to capture some of that money. I mean, ask Weird Al. He built a whole career around parodies. But in the mid-80s, Topps Company wanted to parody Cabbage Patch Kids. But how in the hell will the trading card company parody children's dolls? The only way they know how. By making trading cards. They launched a series of sticker trading cards called Garbage Pail Kids. Each sticker card featured one of the Garbage Pail Kids, and they always had something wrong with them. Whether it be an abnormality, deformity, or they would always suffer like a painful death with humorous wordplay. I don't know anything about Garbage Pail Kids. The sticker trading cards did pretty well, so well, in fact, that many schools banned them for being a distraction. During the height of the success, they decided to also launch an animated TV show that features the characters of the cards, and they also released a movie. When the film came out, critics ripped it apart. Many people consider it one of the worst films ever made. On Rotten Tomatoes, it has a 2.2 out of 10 and a 0% approval rating from critics. Only 40 films ever made have received a 0% rating. The movie also got nominated for Worst Picture, Worst New Star, Worst Original Song, and Worst Visual Effects, but it didn't win any of them. What a loser of a movie. The New York Times called the movie too repulsive for children or adults of any age. Today, the Moist Boys find out if the critics were right. Is this movie a pile of garbage, or is there some weird charm to it? Let's dive into the 1987 film, The Garbage Pail Kids movie.
So our DVD starts with the Don't Pirate menu,
which is my favorite thing that I experienced.
Don't Pirate commercial.
Remember those from the early 2000s?
Yeah. You wouldn't steal a car.
You wouldn't steal a purse.
So you shouldn't steal music.
So you wouldn't steal a DVD.
I love it.
I love the piratey commercial. But before we jump into the movie, I do want to have a disclaimer. We did not pick this movie to review. This movie was forced upon us by our boss.
Who just gave it to me and then has now asked every day since if we've watched it.
Because she wants to play this movie at the bar. And now that I've seen it, I just want to go, why?
Yep. Like, you don't need to.
Like, what is so important about this movie? She's obsessed with it. So that's why we watched it. Yeah, we didn't announce it because I don't think anybody should be watching this movie.
Nope.
So if you have seen it, I'm sorry.
Yep. Or if you want to see it, pause, come back to us later and go find this film somewhere. And then you can see why we're acting this way.
Yeah. There's, just before we even get into it, there's nothing of value.
No. It wasn't so bad. It's good. It just sucks. And we are going to go scene by scene to the best of our memory now, because it is such a forgetful movie.
We literally watched this right before we sat down to record. We watched it together.
Yep.
And I've already forgotten half the movie at least, because like it doesn't, it's nothing. It's a nothing movie.
Yeah. It's a nothing movie that just put a lot of people in pain, I imagine.
I'm just glad I didn't watch this alone. Yeah. That would have sucked. Just sitting
you
in
woke
my,
up and watched
sitting
this.
In my apartment watching this. So the movie starts off in space. And it does the intro credits, but I love...
Just like Star Wars.
And I like how the intro credits were Garbage Pail Kids. Like, the actors got their own Garbage Pail Kids trading cards.
Yeah, because also, I just looked up a trading card. Do they have stats or anything on there? I just saw, like, a picture.
I don't think so. I think they're just...
Oh.
So I don't get what they are. Yeah. But they, it was, like, sticker. I never had them, so I don't know. But they were, like, stickers? I don't quite know. But while the credits are happening... A garbage can spaceship appears, and that's where some of the Garbage Can Kids, Garbage Pail Kids cards are coming out of for the credits. And then we're like, okay, so these guys are coming from space, but then we don't
see a crash.
We don't see a crash or anything.
The next thing we see is an antique shop with the garbage can in it already.
Yes. And then we hear voices and we hear rustling around, and we keep seeing all the stuff in the antique shop, and all the paintings have eyes.
Yeah.
And they were like looking at what's going on. So is everything just alive in this world? But then they never introduce that again.
Right. Yeah, they don't.
Because like in every scene, all the paintings had movable eyes.
Yeah, you're right. They did.
And that they never bring that back up.
No.
I feel like, dude, I have a note on this later, but I'm just going to say this movie has no continuity.
No.
Like it's just like.
It just keeps going.
Like they're just like. Oh, let's do this. And then all of a sudden it's nighttime. And then all of a sudden it's this. And it's just like, what? I feel like every scene was like shot by a different person.
Yeah, that's
like
fair. Or like, they didn't remember what they had just shot either. Yeah,
because they forgot it because it was so boring. So they're in this antique shop.
Yeah.
We find out this captain is in charge of the kids. And that's
Also we never really see the kids yet.
Yeah, we don't.
But they're just like kind of touching stuff. But then the captain comes down, and
they're roaming around. But then he puts them back in the pail. Which
they all go back in the pail before he comes down. Yeah. And then he puts something heavy on top of the trash can,
so they can't escape.
But they can lift things up. We see that.
And also, if they can go back in, and they just don't want to in the movie,
Well, we're not there yet.
I don't know. It's confusing.
So he puts something on top of the trash can, and then that's the end of that scene.
Yeah, and then it cuts to 80s music, because this movie came out in 1987, and this kid, like 11, 12-year-old kid, is being chased by adults.
Yep.
Like adult punks.
And like, adults like dressed interesting, too.
I think they're supposed to be like maybe 18-year-olds at high school, but they're definitely like 20s.
But they're also like new wave dressed. Like they're not even dressed like... badass.
No, they're just like new wave punks, because they're wearing like they have spikes,
very
they have
bright,
like,
yeah, a lot of have, fishnet tank tops,
and they're beating up this kid for like money or something. I don't know what's happening, but my first quote comes in and he goes, little baby gonna cry,
because they catch this kid and like they rough him up a little bit and then throw him in a mud puddle
and they take something out of his pocket. I guess it's money, but they never establish it. Then he walks off sad.
Yep.
And he's covered in mud. And as he's walking, he walks by the antique store and we find out friends with the captain, but then also works there.
Yeah. And they're both there all the time.
Yeah. We never learn this kid's family
or his home,
or he just is always at the antique store or just out about.
Yes. He also like, it's a small moment with the main bully's girlfriend when they first catch him. Like, he looks at her, and it's a moment.
That was a weird relationship, too.
Yes.
Everything is weird about
the
movie.
But they start it there.
So, they're going around the antique shop showing off things, even though he's worked there. I think they're just trying to establish it for the audience. Yeah. And then he's like, you can touch anything in the store except for the garbage pail. Yeah. I hated how much they said garbage pail, because I always say garbage can.
And I've never known anyone to call it a pail.
But, like, I get what they're doing, because it's garbage pail, kids. But it's just like, it just seems like it was forced throughout the entire movie. Like, don't touch the pail. And it's just like, God, that sucks. So then... he's covered in mud, and not his parent, not his dad, is like, take your clothes off.
Yeah, here's a tashiki.
He gives him a dress, and then he washes his clothes for him. He literally changes in front of him.
Yeah, while having conversation.
It was weird as hell.
It's an adult man.
At this point in the movie.
Named Captain.
At this point in the movie, I felt like this was like a Gremlins ripoff.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like the shop.
Yeah, it's just because it was like this kid and then like the antique shop. And then it was just like, and it also, it was like, you know, filmed in the 80s. So it had that tint to it, like that grain. And I don't know. I was just like, this just feels like a knockoff.
When did Gremlins come out, though?
That would have been 80s, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it was before or after this.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe 87. So it might have been before. I don't know. Gremlins has been out for a while.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. But then the kid is like messing around in the store playing with shit and he accidentally knocks over the trash can. And then this is when we find out that the trash can is compared to Pandora's box.
Yeah. He like bumps into it and the trash can's breathing.
Yeah.
I don't understand the trash can and we never do.
No, because it oozes too.
Yeah. It's got slime in it.
But we don't
know what the slime is.
Because they're not slimy.
I mean, the one is, but that's it.
Yeah, but not for that. Not in that type of slime. But then we get introduced to Tangerine.
Well, who is the girl he sees earlier?
Yeah, so we find out that he has a crush on Tangerine, but then the punks are back, and we find out that Tangerine is dating, of course, the leader of the punk group named Juice.
Yes. I don't know if we learned the other two names of the gang members.
I don't. All we know is Juice.
And a strong girl and a guy who doesn't like clothes.
Yeah. I don't know, but then they start beating up this kid. Well, the punks start beating up this kid in the antique shop.
It's a long, weird chase scene where he just keeps like sliding between their legs. And
he's winning the fight kind of
for a while,
but like in like really bad ways. And then they finally get him. And as they're getting him, the garbage pail falls off the shelf and starts oozing out. So then they're like, let's take him outside.
Yeah. And they take him to the sewer.
Yeah. Which is like, I was like, you're going to throw him in the sewer?
They threw him head first down the manhole.
But I was like, then they all go in the sewer.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I thought a prank enough is just lock him in the sewer.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, because you couldn't move a manhole cover that easy as a child. Yeah,
that's why the strong woman picked it up.
Right, yeah.
They established that.
And then, yeah, they knock him out in the sewer.
Yeah, they knock him out, so he's laying there.
Under a pipe.
And then they open the pipe, and literal shit from the sewer is just pouring on this kid.
And like, also, like, if I got in the sewer, I would not know how to access shit. No, I don't know what anything does.
I loved how, I figured out that they were just establishing this location.
Yep.
Is on all the pipes, it just said like town hall, men's bathroom, city hall, the zoo. Mm-hmm. And it was like, why are all the pipes labeled though?
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, because they're going to use that later.
But also, what's the shit valve pipe? Like that just opens up to an open end of shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
To pour on this child.
It pours on him as he's laying there and it's just like, what the fuck?
And he doesn't wake up either.
No, dude. He's fucked up. And then the garbage pail kids, since their escape, this is the first time we actually see them.
Yeah, they wander down.
So that means they wandered outside, opened the manhole cover, and then crawled down there.
And then they were watch. How did they?
Yeah.
Like, did they watch him get put in the
I don't know.
Sewer then?
They were escaping when he.
I guess, yeah.
They just knew everything.
Yes.
Without establishing anything. But this is when we get introduced to all the Garbage Pail Kids.
Yep.
And we're seeing them for the first time. And they're like disgusting looking, of course, because they're Garbage Pail Kids.
They're giant paper mache heads on, I assume, all little people actors.
Yeah. And when he says little people, he's not talking about the Fisher Price.
No, it's just a bunch of little people in horrible costumes.
Yeah. And when I was watching it, I was like, dude, is this problematic? Like, it just felt like. I was like, I shouldn't be watching this.
Yeah, because their
costumes look
caricatures.
Yeah, their costumes look just, I don't know, bad.
Gross.
It was
just
bad.
It was uncomfortable. One of them farts on the kid to wake him up.
Yeah, because that's his gimmick.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Trailer Park Boys. I don't know much about Garbage Pail Kids. So I don't know. Like, maybe if I would have known about the cards, maybe it would have made more sense.
I don't think it would have made me happy.
I don't know.
But then we get introduced to them one by one, starting with Greaser Greg.
We got Greasy Greg.
Who just pulls a switchblade out.
And he's like a biker Italian mop.
Hey,
yeah.
No, I'm respect. Walking you. Yeah, it's just that.
Then we got Messy Tessie, who's the snot lady.
Yeah. And she's just always wet.
She just always has a snotty nose. Then we got Windy Winston. This is the guy who farts.
Yep.
Okay. Then we got Foul Phil, who's a baby.
Yeah. With bad breath, I think is his main
thing. Because it's foul.
I guess. But he keeps breathing on people and they don't like it.
Yeah, they don't like it. And he keeps calling him mommy. I don't get some of these.
Nope.
Then we got Nat Nerd, who's just a nerd with terrible acne.
Who pees himself.
Yeah.
Like at least five times in the film.
But also, I think he was doing it as a bit. I think he was like,
he thought it was funny.
He thought it was funny, but no one liked it. Then there was Valerie Vomit, who her thing is just she vomits.
Yep.
And then there's Alligator,
who is
just a gator.
Like an alligator.
But he likes toes.
Yeah. He threatens to eat toes and bites at them. It's a lot.
I, I don't know. But then he also, like, I wrote down a quote from Alligator at this point when we're getting introduced to the characters. He goes, an eyeball a day keeps the veterinarian away.
Oh, okay.
That's what, and I was like, okay. And then we find out, like, their only rule, so kind of gremlins, they have one rule. They have to stay away from the normies.
Yes, which they already didn't do.
Yeah, they already went outside. Yep. I don't, dude, this movie, like, I kind of understand the loose plot now, but most of the time I was just like, what is happening? You know what I mean? Like, I was like, what's going on?
All right. And then cut to, because this kid was covered in shit, him in a bath in the middle of the antique shop.
Yeah.
With the Garbage Pail Kid surrounding him.
They're all surrounding him and the captain's there. The old
captain
man.
Walks in and like.
And he's taking a bath. And this is the alligator tries to bite his toes.
Yep.
And he's naked in a bath and they're all just staring at him. Yeah. And then they're like, here's your clothes. Get out.
Yep. And we like watch, like the kid gets out. He like tries to cover himself, but they compliment his ass.
Yeah. And they're like, man, look at those legs. Look at those toes.
It's horrible.
And it's just like, I was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, this movie's not made for kids.
No, it's.
But it's not like, what is this for?
There weren't real jokes in it either.
Who is this for?
I don't know.
Is MGM there anybody that liked this?
I mean, no, there can't. Like, it just wasn't good. No,
to be honest, I wouldn't be shocked if our boss likes this movie.
We'll see. She's passionate about
it. She's weird. But as well, because she hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she just really wants to and really wants to show
it. I don't think she understands how bad it is.
We'll let her know. And now he's back out in the wild and he runs into Tangerine.
Yep. And Tangerine is going to the dance club because she has a side hustle going on. And then she just says,
you want to come with?
You want to come with?
Yeah.
So then Tangerine is selling clothes to chicks outside the club.
Handmade clothes.
Because he's like, she wants to be a fashion designer. And so that's the underground way to do it, I guess. You're just selling to it.
It seems like she's doing a good job. People like her clothes.
Yeah, she's selling. She's making a ton of money, even though it's mostly ones we see. But then some lady offers to buy the shirt off her back. And she goes, yeah, that'll be $12. So then she takes her shirt off. And then Dodger is the name of the kid.
He watches.
He gets so nervous and like backs up. And you can tell. He probably got one.
Probably.
He probably got one. But like he gets so nervous. And then every scene, I'm just like, what is this?
Yep,
what are we watching?
Just keeps going.
Like, the movie just happens to you.
Yep.
And you don't care ever.
And then Juice shows up.
With his gang, dude.
The kid hides in a duffel bag.
Yeah, the kid takes the duffel bag that the clothes were in, zips himself up in it. And then Juice shows up, takes all the money that Tangerine made.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either. I mean, he robbed the kid, too, so I think Juice is just broke.
And not if all the money he's taken.
But like he's after money.
Yeah. I mean, he could just be like one of those, like, he's just like, I'm in charge.
I guess.
Give me your commission. So then they basically leave him outside the club.
Yeah.
He gets out of the bag and then just walks away.
Yep. And that's it. Then cut to the Garbage Pail Kids are stealing a Pepsi truck.
Well, before they steal a Pepsi cup, they're looking in other garbage cans.
I forgot about this.
Because this is an establishing part of the story that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't go anywhere either.
It doesn't go anywhere either. And there's no closing on this part either. They keep saying through the movie that they're looking for their friends.
They say like twice that they're looking
for
their friends.
And this is one of the scenes where they're looking for their friends in the garbage cans, which makes sense because they're Garbage Pail Kids.
So I guess there were other ones that showed up with them.
I don't know, but we never see them. And I think from looking up Garbage Pail Kids, there are a few cards that weren't in the movie.
Yeah, like, I think there's a lot of them.
I think one of the main cards, like, I think his name is Adam Bomb.
Okay.
A-D-A-M, Adam Bomb. Sure. I think he's one of the main cards and he wasn't in this movie.
Sure.
So I was like, could they not get their rights for some of them?
No, I mean, they probably just chose some of them.
I don't get it. But then two of the kids steal a Pepsi truck.
Yep.
And they're driving it down the road. And run over some guy's car.
I thought it was Juice's car.
Is it Juice?
Not? Maybe it's not.
I think it was just another guy.
Oh, okay.
I think that world just, they look like that.
Yeah, they all do.
But they literally, they flatten it. It's a pancake. And I'm just like, what? And this is when I wrote down for the first time, this is so bad.
Yeah.
And like, we're just getting started.
Yep.
this movie's poor. This movie's poor. I also wrote down a note. At this point, I go, it seems like all the Garbage Pail Kids, all their talking and voicing felt like voiceover.
I'm sure it is.
Because like none of it lined up.
No.
I mean, they were wearing masks and shit, but it just felt like.
Well, yeah, the mouth did not move.
The mouse barely moved. But then also it just like that got added in post.
Oh,
like,
all of it was.
Yeah, it was poor. So then the kids sewed an outfit for him.
Well, first. All the Garbage Pail Kids are just eating on the street from the Pepsi truck.
I forgot about that.
Around a dump, like a trash fire that they started, and they're like cooking weenies.
And this is another continuity error where it's like, oh, all of a sudden they're dead. And then all of a sudden
they wake up back in the basement of the antique shop, and they all say they're hungover.
And they're all hungover. And it's just like, but it's just like a jump cut, and it's just like, what? We didn't see them drink at all.
Nope.
I don't get it. But then the kids make Dodger an outfit to impress Tangerine, so they can sew, I guess.
Yeah, that's the one thing big mystery of mine is, like, why are they good at making clothes? Because they made them custom clothes, which was just like a military uniform.
Yeah, he just looked like a sergeant or whatever.
Yeah,
because they got the shoulder pads,
kind of like a band leader. Also, yeah,
like a Sergeant Pepper's jacket a little bit.
And yeah, they send him out in the. Wearing that, he just wanders into Tangerine's house.
Yeah,
who also lives around the corner from the antique shop.
Yeah, dude, there's a few wide shots where I'm like, oh, this is just the set.
Yep,
it's just the antique shop and her apartment.
And there's a
reason. And then there's just like cars blocking the road, and that's all we get for the street. Which is, I mean, that's fun.
It's
like,
something.
You build a set, and that's what you get. But they make the clothes, and they want him to fuck her. Like, they're like insinuating.
They're trying to help him out, yeah.
But then. Yeah, Dodger goes to visit Tangerine. She obviously, switches moods and is like way into him because of his outfit.
Yeah, she loves his clothes. And then she like asks if she can sell them. And she's like, oh, they make you look 17, but he's not.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I was like, settle down.
Yeah, like she's getting real horny for him.
Because she was like, man, this makes you look 15, 16, even 17. Like, so it was like, how old are you, first off? And, yeah. I kept going, but he's not.
Yeah,
he's not, though. Just because you look older. He's fucking 11.
And then he finally accepts to let her sell the clothes. And she's like, great, I need a dozen.
Yeah, by Friday. And Friday's in 3 days.
It just like, I don't understand that switch either. Like,
dude, she kept switching being like lovey-dovey to just like, I hate this kid. Like, I don't get it at all. Friday's in 3 days, and the kids only have one machine to make outfits. So then
he goes back to the kids and asks or tells them this. And then he leaves, and they just break out into song.
They break out into song. I did not know this movie was a musical.
Nope. It's the only time that they break out into song.
Yeah, they sing one song because this movie has an original soundtrack.
Yep.
That's really bad. But it's musical time. The kids start singing. It's really bad. And they're just like, it's a musical montage of them starting to make clothes, but then also robbing a sewing shop.
A sweatshop.
A sweatshop. To get all the materials and taking it back to the antique shop to sew. And the main course is like, we can do anything by working together. But then every Garbage Pail Kid gets its own verse. The song is so fucking long.
Yeah, it's three times longer than it needs to be.
Because it just keeps going on. And I'm like, oh, yeah, every kid got a verse.
And most of it's just them stealing.
Yeah, and it's just, we can do anything by working together.
I don't remember how the song went.
Probably like that. It was bad. So then the captain comes back. I think it's the next morning or whatever. I don't know. There's been a lot of time jumps.
Yeah, because like
once shit just moves.
Yeah, he'll say like, all right, good morning. And then it'll cut and it's dark. And they're just driving somewhere and I don't know where.
Well, there's a scene coming up where he brings them breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the scene, he goes, well, I'll be back in the morning. And it's like, well, you just showed up in the morning.
Maybe he's gone for a full day.
Maybe he's gone but
there's only 3 days.
Yeah. So the captain tells Dodger he has to watch the shop because he's going somewhere.
To
the music store.
Yep.
While he's doing that, one of the Garbage Pail Kids found a TV. That's like a whole thing that isn't anything.
Yeah.
My next note is there's no continuity.
Yeah.
And this story is hard to follow. I know the loose plot, but I'm just like, there are scenes where I'm like, what was the point of that?
Well, in this scene, they're hiding something and I never understood what they were hiding.
They were hiding the TV. They didn't want him to know that they were watching TV. But then
the
TV's never brought back up again.
Well, no, because then they break the TV immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Because she electrocutes it with her snot.
With her snot, which is disgusting.
But like, that was just nothing.
So then they get bored and they go, you know what? We're going to go out on the town. We're going to dress up in trench coats so then we look normal.
Yeah. And this is where the nerd, whatever the nerd kid's name is, Nat Nerd. He just like pretends to be a flasher and then just pees himself. And I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
I don't like it.
But they decided to go to the movies. Well, all of them but two.
Yeah.
I thought they all went, but.
No, the other two said they're going to go like hit the town. They were going to go find the action.
Go where the action is.
Yep.
So they go to the movies. They're watching Three Stooges, which is like a legit movie.
Is it a movie?
Yeah, the Three Stooges had multiple movies.
Okay, I just knew it as a show.
Yeah, they had multiple movies. So they're watching the Three Stooges at the theater. They're getting wild at the theater, but again, I don't remember. Like, he stole a hot dog.
He stole a hot dog a few times.
And it's just like, I don't really know what's going on. But then it cuts to two of the guys, and they're...
It's the Gator and the Farty One.
Yeah, the Gator and the Farty One. The Gator walks into the bar, and the bar is called the toughest bar in the world.
Which I love. That sign was very obviously homemade.
That's my favorite. Like, we talked, if we ever made a bar, that's what we'd call it. The toughest bar in the world.
And just opens up, nerds getting thrown out, and it's full of bikers.
And Alligator walks in, and he's looking for toes.
Yeah, he just goes from toe to toe until he finds a biker wearing sandals.
Yeah, and he goes, it's toe time. And then that's what he says. He goes, it's toe time, and then he bites his toe. And then the entire biker bar beats him up.
Yeah, until the Farty One comes in, kicks a few of their asses, and then they all become best friends.
Do you remember how he comes in?
Oh, right. He drives an ATV through a window.
He drives his four-wheeler through the window, which makes no sense because where's the ramp at? But through the window, and then he starts beating up a lot of them. And then one of the bikers is like, this guy's got guts.
Yeah.
He's my friend. And then they become best friends. And it's like,
well, and then the bartender's like, free drinks.
And it's just like, what the fuck? All
right.
What is going on, dude? And then it's back to the theater, and they're still fucking around.
They're just being assholes.
One of the kids sneezes popcorn all over everybody, and then they leave.
Yeah.
And I don't get it.
And then cut back to the bikers are driving home drunk.
Yes. And the two kids are also hammered, and they're driving.
And they make it clear that they're driving home drunk. And the kid says, thanks for getting them home. But they literally were just driving drunk.
Yeah. And then Greg, one of the other kids, hides the bike. Why do you have to hide a four-wheeler? I don't know. But he hides it.
Yep.
But then the punks, Juice and his punks, Juice and the gang,
watching them.
They see and they go, ugly kids.
Yeah. And I don't really know what that is either.
Yeah. Because we established later on that ugly people are not allowed.
Well, yeah.
In this world.
But that also brings up another issue of, we'll get there. But still, if Juice already knew about these guys, what's the middle plot of this film?
I don't, dude, doesn't
if he
make
already
any,
knew.
It doesn't make any sense.
All right. So, and then they're talking more about the main issue of the movie, which is that the Garbage Pail Kids won't go back in the garbage pail. But we haven't seen them physically try to get back in, which is how I thought they initially did.
Well, yeah, in the opening scenes, they're out and then they go back in.
Yeah. And
so I don't get it.
And I don't know what that is. And then here's the only other time they talk about that they're looking for their other friends.
Yeah.
And I don't.
And we don't know who their other friends are.
No, or how they got split up. Because also, I thought maybe the garbage pail was kind of like a different world on its own.
Oh, yeah. Like they could teleport it into their world.
It's like a Pokeball kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, probably because there's fucking eight kids that fit in there.
Yeah. But also it was a spaceship.
I don't know, dude. I literally think every scene was just made. It was not made in order. And then they were like, just slap it together.
Yeah.
There's a loose plot, but everything else doesn't continue. There's no continuity.
Yeah. And then when they're talking about where their friends are, they're like, well, maybe there's a place ugly people go. And then the kid and the adult just kind of wander out. And then they find out that there is in fact a state home for the ugly.
Yeah. State home for the ugly, because they're looking for their friends. But before that, though,
okay, there's even more.
The kids decide to help out Dodger, and they decide to prank Juice and his gang.
Oh, right. I didn't even write this scene down because it did not matter.
I know. I mean, it was funny.
Was it?
The first one was.
It's something.
So we see video of Juice going into the bathroom.
Sure. Just any bathroom.
He sits in the toilet. And then it cuts to the Garbage Pail Kids in the sewer. Remember establishing that earlier? And they direct the line somehow by turning the wheel. And then poop shoots, or sewage shoots out of the toilet and shoots Juice up into the air. And then that's it. And then it cuts to a hot tub with two members of the gang. And then all of a sudden they turn the wheel again, and then the hot tub gets filled with sewage.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
but also hot tubs aren't hooked up. To
no, you
sewer
fill
lines.
You fill them.
Yeah, it's you from a hose. Just you pour water into it.
But not in this world,
I guess.
I was like, what?
Yeah, and then just the hot tub fills up with shit water,
and then that's it.
Yeah,
that's, I think it's happening with mute while an original song is playing.
Yeah,
and it's just a terrible song. But now the whole crew going back to home for the ugly. The whole crew is looking for him.
Yeah, well, they find out that there is a state home for the ugly, and that the state home for the ugly has a police force with nets.
So then there are cops out wandering trying to catch ugly kids.
Ugly people.
And they catch one, and then they realize it's a mask, and they go, you shouldn't be wearing masks. It's not Halloween. And it's just like, what the fuck? So then Dodger and the captain get on the back of the truck, and that's how they figure out where the home is.
Yeah.
Even though... How do they not know about it? This seems like a public place.
In your small town.
Yeah, this seems like a very public... There's a sign outside.
Well, and there's a police force that you... Like, your taxes go to this is the thing.
But they only got two employees, I think.
Yeah, two employees and two dogs.
But then it cuts to...
Back at the basement.
Dodger's getting ready to go out and sell some clothes.
Yeah, the clothing plot line still happens.
Yeah, I was like, I forgot about this.
I think you literally said like, oh, this is still happening.
Yeah, I was like, why didn't they just drop this plot?
Yep.
Like,
I don't understand.
I guess it goes to the fashion show and all this, but it's like, like, there's just so much loose stuff that sucks.
Yeah, like, and like, again,
there's so many loose plots.
And they make a lot more cool clothes because Garbage Pail Kids can do that. And yeah, I don't. No,
they all of a sudden can't. Yeah, they do a great job,
I guess.
But that Juice and his crew are freaking watching. But then this scene was weird as fuck. So like after like Tangerine gets the clothes and like it's getting ready for showtime, Tangerine calls Dodger baby and then sucks his ear, like makes out with makes out with his face and then calls him baby. And then like he's like, I'll see you later, baby. And then as soon as Dodger walks inside, Tangerine goes and gives Juice the money. And I'm just like, oh, so you're just a bitch?
Yeah, like we find out, yeah, she's just working for him.
So like, yeah, at first I was like, oh yeah, she's interested in him.
But she's also at her house when this happens, when she drops off the money. And then when she walks out of the cars, he drives away. And then she's just at the antique shop again, basically.
Yeah, because
she lives. And all the Garbage Pail Kids just come out and talk to her.
Yeah, even though they're not allowed to go outside.
Yeah, And why would they meet her?
I don't know, but this is when we find out that, oh yeah, Dodger's not the one making the clothes, it's the kids, and she's like, those ugly freaks.
But then they're fine with that. And then she goes, after this, she goes back to him and like makes out with him.
Yeah. She's like,
goes back to Juice and makes out with Juice again right after this.
I'm just like, what? It's just like, you can't intend to follow this. Like, this is a movie, like if you're on your phone and you look up, you go, what's happening? But you're not on your phone, you're watching it,
and it's just like, well, yeah, what's happening?
It's like you missed shit. Mm-hmm. But you didn't. The movie just sucks. This movie's poor.
It's bad.
So then we find out that Tangerine is gonna take all the clothes.
Yeah,
she's gonna put her label on it, Tangerine Clothing, and call them Tangerines. And then Dodger agrees to it for some odd reason, because he's a little cuck.
But also, he was making the clothes for her.
Yeah, that's true.
He was just trying to
get laid. Yeah.
Yeah, but also, like, she has a clothing brand that he's making clothes for.
Yeah, and he didn't get any of that money because she doesn't get the money.
Yeah. Yeah, why is she giving the money to Juice?
Because Juice is a controlling asshole.
Yeah, but like her whole thing that she says, like, I'm saving enough money to get out of this town.
And then Juice takes it every time.
Yeah, like she's not even working towards getting out of town. Like she's just making him money.
That was probably a line where like they were like, oh, this would be a good idea for this character. And then they never thought
they forgot about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I think they forgot about. So then the captain and Dodge go to check out the home for the ugly. And the captain is like, oh, we'll just walk right in. They have guard dogs.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to sneak. We're just going to go in and do what we need to. And yeah, he walks up to the front gate, two dogs barking, and a security guard's like, hey, get out of here, no visitors. And then Captain's just like, well, okay, that's all I got.
And then they quit.
Yeah.
They literally, like, the dog scares them off and they go back home. Yeah. They just give up.
He's like, let's regroup. And that's it.
What was the point of that scene? Like, so then it cuts to the kids partying.
Yeah.
And Tangerine is putting up signs for the fashion show. And then we find out that the fashion show is tonight.
Yes.
And then Tangerine is so flirty and says she won't be able to resist Dodger.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
Like, she's like so sexual.
And all the Garbage Pail Kids know it's fashion show day and they want to go. And their idea was to dress up as clowns so they wouldn't get recognized.
They all dress up as clowns so they could go out to the fashion show. And she says, no, they can't go. And then she locks them in the basement.
Yep.
With like a key. And that's... okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't fucking know.
Why wouldn't the captain do that earlier if he's afraid of them getting out?
I don't know. Like, I don't understand any of it.
Because, like, he didn't want them out, but then he also doesn't care that they're out. But then also, like...
Also, what are they?
He kept calling them children. I mean, they're kids.
Are they aliens?
Yeah, we don't know. They're Garbage Pail Kids.
like, they're not magical.
No, they, even though they establish some magic in this movie.
Yes.
The captain can do magic, but like he barely does it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. This movie is a, I don't know.
And then, all right, yeah, so she locks him in the basement and then fucking Juice shows up.
Yeah.
With the key to the basement and kidnaps them.
Yeah, he knocks out the captain and kidnaps all the fucking kids. And then it cuts to Tangerine's show. And we find out that the kids got taken to the ugly house. And then Juice got paid by the guards for turning them in.
For being a bounty hunter of the ugly.
Yeah, bounty hunter of the ugly. The kids got locked up under... This is when we find the interior of Home for the Ugly.
Yes, which is a government facility.
Yes. The kids get locked up under Too Gross. But did you write down all the other?
I did. All right. So in sections, we have Too Old, which is just one old man.
Home for the Ugly, they just lock up people that are ugly. And these are the descriptors of ugly people.
And it's like they're in cages against windows. It's like the lighthouse or not lighthouse. It's like the red light district.
Yeah.
But instead of like pretty ladies, it's just ugly people.
And it's just one wall of them. It's not even like a hall. Like it's just one wall. It is so weird.
And yeah, so it's Too Old and it's just an old man. Too Bald, which was just a monk. Too Weird, which was just a man.
In a crazy outfit.
Well, there was a man who's just dressed in clothes, and then he had a bra and a tutu over his clothes.
Okay, okay. And he was too weird.
Yep. Then we got Too Fat, which was just Santa.
Which was Santa Claus.
Yep. We have Too Skinny, who was Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, Abe Lincoln was too skinny.
Too skinny, apparently.
What the fuck?
We have Too Hairy, which was just a man with hair taped to him sporadically. Not even like overall hairy.
No, it didn't even look like it was just chunks of hair.
It was just on him, yep.
And it was poorly done.
We had Too Silly, which was a clown. So really, these kids would have gotten arrested anyways.
Yeah, because they're too silly.
Too Short, which was just a little person dressed up as Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, again, like, Abe Lincoln, but I assume it's one of the people that played... Cabbage Bad
or Garbage Pail Kid. Yeah, but still, it's just weird that they also did Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, I don't know why he was dressed as Abe Lincoln.
He had Too Pale, which was just another old guy.
Yeah, but he was white.
And then the last Too Crippled.
There was like Too Crippled one. And I was just like,
he's ugly.
And I was like, oh my God.
And it was just a guy sitting there and he also had, I think, a crutch or a cane.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely like he just walked with a limp.
Yeah, but he was too crippled. So he was ugly and they locked him up. And I was like, what is this world?
And then we got to the guards talking and they're like, oh, don't worry, they won't last long. And then he like did a motion to imply that they crushed them to death.
He insinuates that what they do with these fucking ugly people is they crush them to death.
Yep.
And he insinuated that their friends got crushed too.
Well, here that he didn't say that. Later on, we find out that that's what happened to all the other. But I'm just like,
so
kids.
So that's why there's only one left in each cage because you're crushing them every time.
I don't know.
Because why do they only have one per cage?
I think they catch them daily. I think that is
and
2 days.
And then crush them.
Yes. Like, I think that's what they do. It's just a quick turnover rate of crushing ugly people.
So this world is not allowed to have ugly people.
Yes.
Which I think does, I think I realized like the whole point of the movie later on, and that kind of does make sense. But then it cuts to the antique shop. The captain wakes up. He's fucking confused and he realizes his kids are gone. And he's like, oh no.
Yeah. Which at this moment I was just like, this could be the end of your, like you could be done with this then. They're gone.
Yeah. You don't have to put them back. Fine.
Like that's it. That can just be the end of it.
You're home free, dude. Yeah. Just sell antiques.
Like, yeah.
But he's magical, dude.
You did it.
It is weird that, like, he was an old man and then everybody else in the movie was, like, 20.
Yeah.
And then just little people.
Just various costumes.
Yeah, it was, this movie was, I just was like, I felt weird watching it.
It seemed like we shouldn't have.
But we did, and we're reviewing it for the internet. This might be the only... No, I doubt it. I bet this movie's been reviewed a ton.
Sure.
Because it's more like Wars movies, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. Then now Dodger finds out he's been double-crossed.
Yes, because Juice shows up to the fashion show.
And then Juice throws him in a trash can.
Yeah, Dodger gets put in a dumpster, and I go, oh yeah, garbage makes sense, dude. But then I go, wait a second, Dodger's not a quitter. And right. He climbs out of the garbage can, and he goes, I ain't done.
But also, this was by far the least, or like the best punishment he received.
Yeah.
Remember, he was knocked out in a sewer with shit poured on
him. The punishment kept getting worse and worse and worse, and then this one, he just got thrown in a garbage can. It's like, oh, well, that one's kind of
lame.
Yeah,
I thought they were legit going to, like, stab him.
Yeah, I'm shocked. That one of the fucking kids kept pulling out a knife.
Yeah.
I'm shocked this movie didn't get...
Greaser Greg.
Imagine if this movie would... Like, if they would have done this, but made it just fucking gnarly.
That was the initial plan.
Really?
The initial was a horror movie.
That's... Dude, that would have been way better.
Where, like, dolls get, like... like chemically, like whatever, and turn into serial killers.
That would have been way sicker.
Way better.
That would have been way, I mean, yeah. It would have been, I think, and it just make it fucking like body horror, mm-hmm. like gross. I mean,
they already kind of did just without the horror.
I know. Just make it fucking nasty. And then like Greaser Greg's just stabbing people and then the alligators eating them. Like that would have been, that would at least been like something.
If we actually saw like feet get bit off. Yeah.
That would have been something. We got nothing. Captain apparently tried going back to the house.
Well, he got into the house of ugly.
He got into the house, but then they got kicked out. And this is when Dodger shows up right outside the house and we see a garbage truck pull up and we just assume that that's where they get crushed.
Yeah, because some reason Dodger or the captain also knew that they just crush ugly people in this universe.
Yeah, he found out.
I think he just knows.
But he didn't know where the house was?
Yeah, again, tax dollars. Yeah, see what they're doing with it.
So the fashion show starts and Dodger's on a mission to find some people to help him. So he goes back to the toughest bar in the world. To get help from the bikers.
I mean, solid plan.
Great plan.
Yeah, your best move.
Great plan. So the captain then breaks back into the house.
Knocks out a guard with
He uses magic to
knock up magic.
But like no, it was like legit magic. Like it was like a little spirit ball or whatever.
No, it was flash paper.
Oh, it's flash paper?
Yeah, he just...
But he uses real magic earlier in the movie.
Yeah, but no, this was just flash paper.
Okay, so he's like... a magician, but also a wizard. I don't know.
I think so.
But then he starts letting all the guy, like everybody out, all the uglies, all the pales, all the skinnies, all the fats, all the cripples, all the.
Yeah, I'm sure they helped the cripple out.
Yeah. And then the bikers have chains hooked up to the window bars because there's like panes and rip them off. And then instead of using the front door, they all climb out the window.
But this is also where Captain pulls Dodger aside. He's like, hey, sorry, but all their friends are dead.
Like, yeah,
it's just a sentence and then they move on.
He literally goes, yeah, we were too late. All their friends got crushed.
Yeah.
So the friends they were looking for, another weird plot that never goes anywhere.
Nope. They're
and gone. Then the plot, they just ended it that way.
Yeah. We never see anything, nothing. We see one garbage truck drive away, but also they weren't there initially either.
So don't include that plot.
Because like they could have even done it where they initially went to the house of the ugly and you saw it from the outside. Like maybe you see like the silhouette of the other garbage pail. Like,
I don't
something.
Think you do. Yeah.
You see nothing.
Yeah. And you, or at least like at the opening movie, we see like the crash and they get split up. Because well, then we wouldn't care.
But then you have to show all the other garbage pail kids.
That's true.
I think that's the thing is they didn't want to make them. So they could have done something. They could have like had like
weird, silhouette or that shadow.
Or weird like cloth. Sticking out of this cube, like that was crushed or something weird. Like they could have done anything.
Yeah, but they don't show us anything at all.
They don't. You don't hear them. You don't see them. They are barely referred to.
They're just friends.
They're an idea that are just out there.
So everyone escapes freely,
except for the
friends that got crushed to death. And now it's time to take care of Juice.
Back to the fashion show.
Yeah, and the garbage pail kids came with them, and they start beating up the crew like crazy.
Well, no, the first fucking... Oh, wait, no, yeah, they do knock both of them out first.
They start beating them up, and then...
They get onto the floor.
They get on stage, they sneak on stage, and then everyone freaks out. And then they start ripping the clothes off these models because they're their clothes. So these models are just in their underwear.
Yeah.
And they're literally ripping their clothes off, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
And they're just like running at them, just like...
Yeah, and it gets like... I'm like, well, if that was running at me, I'd go, holy shit.
Yeah, no, also, if they stole my clothes, I would just cry.
And they go, these are mine.
Yeah.
So then it's just pure chaos. We got models in their underwear. We got these little garbage pail kids running around stealing clothes.
And everyone's like, wow, they're ugly. Like, they keep saying that.
And then there's one scene which made me so happy because she teased it the entire time.
Yep, didn't love this.
Vicky Vomit.
Valerie.
Valerie Vomit, whatever her name is, finally vomits on some of the crew.
Punched in the gut.
Yeah, because she's like, make my day, punch me. And then, and I was like, yes. Because it's like, they all got to do their thing.
Yeah.
And she hasn't done her thing yet. So she vomits all over him. Then it's Dodger versus Juice.
Dodger
beats the shit out of him with the help of his friends. And he's like on top of him, literally punch him in the face.
It's kind
of
like the scene in A Christmas Story. When he finally gets Scott Barkus.
Yeah, and he just snaps.
And he's just wailing on him. Because then Captain goes over and he's like, hey, calm down.
And then he starts crying.
Dodger immediately starts crying. Then this is the only quote I wrote up.
I wrote this down too.
Is he gets up and he's like, it's not worth it. And then he walks away crying.
It's not worth it. To kill him?
I don't know.
He fucking turned all your friends and they could have got killed.
Yeah, he
took all your money.
Yeah, he's been beating you up for a while.
Yeah, like, dude, what do you mean it's not worth it? Dude, I'm at the end of my notes, basically. I have like
me too. And now
this movie sucks.
They drive back to the house, not the ugly house, but the antique shop.
Yeah, the antique
and
store.
Valerie's just there because she lives up the street.
Tangerine.
Or yeah, Tangerine's there. She lives up the fucking street and she apologizes.
She apologizes to him and I'm like, oh, don't end on a happy note. Well, like, don't get together.
And she goes like, you know, we can still be friends and do stuff. And like, you were never friends.
Yeah.
You've known him for three days.
But she immediately puts him in the friend stuff. She friend zone. She's like, yeah, we can still be friends, but we can do fun things. And I was like, oh, they're going to fuck. And then he goes, no, thanks.
I don't think you're pretty anymore. Yeah, is the exact quote.
He first goes, no thanks, which is like, damn, the gut shake. And then, I don't think you're pretty anymore.
Love that line. That's incredible. Love that.
And then this is when I realized, oh, the plot of this movie is prettiness is about what's on the inside.
But also, these Garbage Pail Kids fucking suck.
Yeah, they stole.
They're all annoying. Yeah. They're all gross. They're horrible to other people.
I get what they were trying to do, but it's like, it's not heartwarming at all.
None of them had any redeeming qualities. Except for they're good at making clothes, but so is she. Like, that's it.
So then they're trying to get the Garbage Pail Kids back in the garbage pail.
Yeah.
And the captain got music and he's like, I figured it out. If I play the music backwards.
And also at this point, I'm like, what music? What music are you referring to?
I don't. That's why he went to the music shop earlier. I don't know. But he's like, if I play it backwards, it will get him back in the garbage pail.
Yeah.
And he starts playing it backwards, but he closes his eyes because he's getting in the groove.
Yeah.
And all the Garbage Pail Kids start leaving out the front door. And then he wakes up. He opens his eyes and he's like, oh, guess I didn't do it.
Yeah. And then he gets sucked into the trash can a little bit, the world.
But then he gets pulled out. And then the kids
drive. Because it also just showed that magic's real.
Yeah. And then the kids drive off in their four-wheelers into the world.
Yep.
And then it's just Dodger and the captain. And the last quote of the movie, you can't change the world by locking yourself away from it. End credits.
I assume Captain just molested Dodger for the rest of the
movie. He took a bath at the start of the movie.
Yeah. No, he changed in front of him and bathed the child.
Yeah. Where is his parents fucking?
We never know.
That was the movie.
Yep. That's
it. Did you follow it? No.
Did you like it? No.
No, you didn't. Ah, this movie sucked.
Yeah. It was a bad movie.
The original soundtrack sucked.
Yep.
I don't know what else to say about it.
The trivia was not interesting.
Nothing about this movie was...
No redeeming qualities.
Like, there was nothing even bad. It's good.
If anyone even, like, is trying to be a hipster and says they like it, go fuck yourself. You don't. Nobody does.
Like, if you maybe played with Garbage Pail Kids...
No. This would piss you off. There's an
animated TV show.
Which probably, like, because then they can actually do things. And
animated would be fun, yeah. This just felt like it was just
gross.
Gross and...
bad.
Is it time for our moist movie meter?
I think it is time for the official first moist movie of the month moist meter
of 2025.
Yep.
Let's get into it. All right, welcome to the Moist Movie of the Month Moist Meter review. This is where we decided this movie is a glass half full or a glass half empty movie. We pour beer into it, and then whenever we rated it, we have to chug. So if it's a good movie, you have to chug a lot of beer. If it's a bad movie, we get lucky.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts or anything before we reveal what we rated it on a pour system?
So I would just say, like, my closing thoughts on this film is don't watch. Like, it's not even fun. It's literally not. Like, it's not even something I'll talk about because it wasn't interesting.
Like, yeah, it's not even like.
Like, Troll 2 is fun. Troll 2 has funny moments and good quotes.
It makes me think of like another bad movie in this Moist Movie Moisterian collection is like I Fell in Love with Tremors.
Yeah.
And that movie's bad. But like, it's still really good.
It's acted. It's written.
And it's still coherent. And then also, I went and watched all four of them.
Sure.
If they made a second one of these, I would be like, no.
Yeah. I mean, it's just I won't think about this movie again.
No, it's not. In the entire time, I was just like, this is just.
It's nothing.
It kept making me think of Gremlins because I was like, I'd rather be watching Gremlins. Sure. And it just was nothing.
Yeah, because my overall like confusion is what was the garbage can? And also, why were they good at making clothes?
Yeah, there's so many loose things.
And those were two of the main plot points.
What he always says is, what are the rules?
Yeah, movie with rules.
And I feel like this movie had no rules.
No, because they didn't think enough through it. Yeah.
There are no rules, Sherp brother.
Yeah, it just wasn't good.
You didn't get that quote?
I got the quote.
Oh, you didn't like it?
I'm on the next line.
Oh. Yeah, this movie sucked.
It's just bad.
This is the worst moist movie of the month we've ever watched. This is worse than In Search of Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, for sure.
That's my least favorite so far.
Because, like, This isn't even the worst movie I've ever seen because this movie was so nothing. I didn't feel anything about it.
Yeah, dude, sometimes when a movie's so bad, like, I think I've seen it like a few times, is Freddy Got Fingered. That's one of like the worst movies ever made.
Sure.
But at least there's like some thing to
it. But like even like my least favorite movie of all time, like it, I hate it way more because I feel
because there's an emotion.
Yeah, I feel angry at it.
I feel nothing.
No, it's just, yeah, it wasn't art whatsoever.
But it also, yeah, it didn't even do it bad. Like,
it just was nothing.
It was just nothing. Yeah. This movie was terrible. Let's see what we rated it on a poor scale. Move the banner. Move that bus.
Oh
wow. I thought
you poured more in.
I think Jacob poured a little bit more than me.
That's pretty close.
Well, because they're not printed evenly.
Yeah.
But my line is lower than empty. Half empty. And his is right at the edge of the line.
I poured about as little as I could splash it.
Yeah, it's just a little splash. All right. I wouldn't give it a zero.
I mean, because like, it's still a movie. They made a movie.
Yeah. And I think what I read on Wikipedia is like, this movie cost $1 million to make.
Oh my God. Do you know what we could do with $1 million? Not anything incredible, but something.
Yeah. I'm like, $1 million on that. Who had $1 million for that? MGM put this out.
Maybe it was just in like making the DVDs.
Yeah. Well, and also like,
I don't know.
Garbage Pail Kids, this came out in 87. So like, this was in the peak of when Cabbage Patch Dolls.
People probably looked for this film at first.
I think I read like it cost $1 million and then it made $1.6 million.
All right.
So at least it made profit. Well, that has been our review of the Garbage Pail Kids movie. We're going to show this beer. And then there's a new segment to Moist Movie of the Month.
Yeah, they were very excited.
I'm so excited to do this that I was like, can we just get through the movie, please, to do this? We're going to spin that wheel. So let's chug the beer and spin that wheel.
Yep.
Bunch of nothing. Bin. 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 That wheel.
All right. Well, Robert gets the wheel ready. Let me explain this new thing we came up with.
Explain to the listener what we are doing for the future, a Moist Movie of the Month.
All right, so we won't go through what all the wheels are, but what we'll say is that our main wheel has 10 different sections, and then each one of those sections has its own wheel.
Yes, and this is how we're going to decide what movie we're going to watch. So, for the debut of the Moist Movie Wheel.
For January's Moist Movie of the Month.
Yes, Jacob, spin that wheel.
All right, here we go. We're going off of the IMDb rating.
Yeah, so now it's time to spin that wheel again, but we're going to IMDb ratings.
So close.
So close. All right, IMDb ratings. Spin that wheel, Jacob.
All right, where will we fall within this? Critically divisive
films.
All right.
So now we're going to take a little break.
Do a little research.
Do a little research and then come back and announce January's Moist Movie of the Month that's critically divisive.
Okay. All right. So January's Moist Movie of the Month is going to be...
is going to be Birth.
We looked up a list of most divisive films and we chose this one off of it.
Yes. This is a 2004 rated R movie starring Nicole Kidman,
who I love,
and everybody else. Oh, nope. I thought it was Dustin Hoffman. It's not. Nope. Nicole Kidman's the only one I recognize. Okay. And the plot of the movie, this is on Prime Video and Amazon. That's the only way I can at least
for rent, yeah,
to see it. A young boy attempts to convince a woman that he is her dead husband reborn.
And that's all I'm going to read about it.
That's the plot of the movie.
Hell yeah.
This has a 6.3 on IMDb and a 51 on Metascore. I don't know anything about this. That's January's Moist Movie of the Month. So make sure you watch it. Make sure you review it. Send us an email at moistmondaypodcast@gmail.com with your thoughts, feelings, and reactions to Birth. This wheel is fun.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I would have ever found Birth.
No, we never would have watched Birth.
But if Birth sucks, it's something.
Blame the wheel.
It's something. Blame the wheel, dude. But we have 11 wheels, baby. So this is what we're going forward, at least for 2025.
We aren't even going to get to one of them.
I know. I mean, spin it twice, but I have it set to like, because you can like hide slice if it lands on it. I'm not doing that.
No, because, yeah, just move. Well, unless we get to certain ones that say one movie.
Yeah, if we get to specific movies, then, yeah, then we'll hide that slice because we ain't doing that movie
or
twice.
We'll do it twice. That's actually really funny.
Yeah, but that was our review.
So watch Birth.
Of the Garbage Pail Kids movies. Now go watch Birth. This movie could equally... I think it will be better.
It will be better. It will be. It has to be
better. It will be a movie. It's Nicole Kidman, okay? Yeah. No, she's an A-lister.
There will be acting.
Yes. Yeah, there was not acting in Garbage Pail Kids.
So,
well,
stay tuned for Birth.
We'll leave you on that. Bye, everybody.
Get moist out there.
Dry bones. Lazy bones. Big bones. Dance around in your bones.